I thought you were going to show your boobs. There we go.
I had a mole removed. So
where?
I did have a mole removed here, so it's red. I have to get it. Just ignore that. But I was on FaceTime with Annie Letterman and Esther Pavitsky the other day, and I was showing them this, like, mole removal thing. And then Annie Letterman goes, did you get that bra from the Holocaust Museum? How great is that joke?
100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey guys, brand new Two Bears, One Cave. I'm here with my guest host for the day, my bestie. I absolutely love you. You know I do. And I want to start it. I want to start today off on a, I want everything to go in a great, fun way. And I want to start off today's episode with talking about dogs.
Okay.
Because I have the greatest fucking dog in the world.
Okay.
I have the greatest dog in the world who every morning, Bull Mastiff, comes in bed. Tom Segura told me, he was like, do not get a fucking mixed breed. Those should be put down. That's what Tom feels. And I was like, what? And he was like, pure breeds, man. Ooh. Pay top dollar, puppy mills. That's Tom. Anyway. We're going to shit all over Tom today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about dogs for a second.
Because here's the thing. Here, just so you know, I'm in your space.
Yes.
This is your show. Everyone listening to your show probably doesn't like me.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I feel like they're coming to see Tom and Bert, and so I just want to make sure I don't interrupt you.
We call you. Oh, don't worry about interrupting. I do that all the time.
No,
it's okay to interrupt people. I have never listened on this show
it's
once.
It's wild.
We call you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of our friends for real in
Why
life.
Do you bang the table? You know that fucks up the sound.
No, it doesn't. Do you hear that, Nadav?
No, it doesn't.
I think it's just you have fat knuckles.
I don't. I have. By the way, let's jump there then. I am down 17 pounds.
You are svelte.
I look good.
When I saw you, I was like, motherfucker looks svelte.
That's what I like to hear. And got my blood work back from the doctor.
And?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Liver, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Not no cirrhosis?
No cirrhosis.
Shocking.
No cirrhosis.
Shocking.
More importantly, no calcium in my heart. No perfect EKG. Like a CT scan where they scan the interior of your heart?
Is that what it is, Bert? Oh, what is an EKG? Explain to me, please. I'm just a stupid lady. What is an EKG?
I'm doing this character with my daughters where it's a misogynist, and I don't think it's a character anymore.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, our female bull mastiff, is
female. Female is such a wild word, isn't it?
Yeah, why?
These females.
Yeah. Oh.
There's some females there tonight.
I heard you saying that you don't like the word, but you used to not like the word vagina.
Well, vagina is, it's so wild to me that I used to say it on stage when I was bombing at the Comedy Store when I was 22.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, in my vagina, and I'd go, ugh, you know?
Vagina does sound like a word your mom would use.
It's a medical term.
Like, it's in my vagina.
It's a medical term.
Yeah.
And then when I did Two Broke Girls, I had Kat Dennings' character saying, their joke in the pilot was, and you make my vagina dry up or something. And then there were all these articles written about me saying that I like ruin television. I'm raunchy. I'm disgusting. Like I'm gross. And yeah, a lot of these guys came for me. And then I was thought of as like a raunchy person.
Really? It's well, so then do you, what would be your go-to word if it wasn't vagina? I don't like pussy. I don't mind pussy with my friends.
I like axe wound personally.
Stick it in my axe wound. Hey, just take that a hog ears.
Like meat curtain is not my favorite.
I do. Okay. I don't. Here's the deal. I heard Dane Cook once that time call him meat curtains. He was using, maybe I didn't see this. I had a dream about
Can we work on Bert's meds?
So, no, but I...
Maybe this happened or maybe it didn't. Dude, okay. You need less podcasts.
Let's get
You
intimate.
Need to talk less, live more.
By the way, no shit.
You need to live without documenting a little bit.
In cancel culture, I start going, so I've talked for 100,000 hours?
I've been sent some videos that are sketchy as shit.
I remember when I found out you couldn't send dick pics to people.
I could cancel you, Bert, whenever I want. I can literally ruin your life whenever I want.
You literally, do you remember how we ended our phone call the other day? Do you remember?
No, I think I was probably...
You go! Get this done, or I'm going to tell everyone you raped me, and you hung up! You hung up, and I was laughing, and I responded, and you weren't there, and I called Tom. I go, just so you know, if Wendy ever says I raped her, I didn't. I go, it's a joke.
You can't rape me. I wouldn't say no.
I could not. No, I don't think I could take you.
I just
was
we would just,
I think I get winded.
We would just die laughing. Imagine you raping me.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
You raping me would be, I would just be like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Imagine you trying to rape me. I feel like you couldn't.
I couldn't. I've actually thought of it. I don't think I could have sex with you. I don't think.
We would be. Well, you know, I tried to suck Bobby Lee's dick one time and we died laughing.
No.
No. I.
Hold on. Start this story at the beginning. And if you think you're going too slow, you're not going slow enough.
No, it's like we were just talking. I was like, let me try to suck your dick. Like, let's see.
Where was I? Where was Tom and I are sitting in the back room too.
You were in Pensacola, Florida, is
Jesus
my guess.
Jesus Christ.
You were on the Travel Channel at the time? No, this was like in my, like when I was like a kid, I used to open for Bobby on the road.
Okay. So let's put, this is bell bottom Whitney wearing.
Corduroy backpack wearing, New Balance wearing.
God. This is before Broke Girls.
Yes. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. When I was a
By the way,
girl.
This Whitney, pull up a picture of early Whitney. Not my favorite Whitney. I got to be honest with you. You, like my wife, have gotten much more beautiful the older you've gotten.
I concur.
You have gotten.
I concur.
I saw a picture.
New money.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. 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 Go to hands together, Whitney. Okay, hands together,
that's
Whitney.
Embarrassing.
Ooh, oh, that's actually a pretty Whitney.
No, that's I had money by then, I think.
What was that? Is that eating disorder, Whitney?
That's eating disorder, Whitney, next to Chris.
Is that that's Whitney working way too hard, Whitney.
That's Vanity Fair. That's Whitney with no health insurance yet, eating disorder, Whitney.
Oh my God. I don't like you like that. I don't like you like that. I like
you like
this,
me
Whitney.
Like that?
I don't.
Oh, neither do I. I'm ashamed of it.
I like you like this.
I'm embarrassed. Let's roast. Nikki Glaser on the other day, and I was like, can we please do a fucking roast our old stand-up specials? Go through and just roast our old shit.
So wait.
Why you haven't told me about the misogynist character.
Wait, what were we talking about right before this?
Misogynist.
No, Bobby, you talking Bobby Dealey's dick. Come on.
No, we were just laughing. I was just like, what if I sucked your dick? How funny would that be?
And he was like, I don't know. I have a good sense of humor. Try
and
it.
We were just like, it'd be so funny. Like, it would just be so hilarious. Like, what would happen? And he's like, we just would start laughing. And I was like, let's try to do it. And it just wouldn't happen. And then we were just joking because it would be like, would I be able to get past your belly? Like, would your belly be hitting me in the head?
That's a real question.
It's like a logistic. I just get really stuck in the logistics of like, how could I suck your dick? And like, would I throw out my back? Like, it was just like,
could you catch him?
Yeah. Like, could
keep
I?
Keep me up
I,
on a couch, hands on the
like,
wall.
Like, would you have to be in like a reverse like bridge so that I could get to it? Like,
have you ever given a blowjob and the guy came so fast you were caught off guard? That you were like, I just want to, oh my God, Jesus Christ, it's all over the place. It's almost like dropping a can that you, opening a can
no,
you
No, I've done that. I've had that with sex, with younger guys, where you're just like,
younger
boom,
guys.
Boom, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now I have to go to IKEA and get new sheets.
I got so good at that I had a fucking, the first time I had sex with Leanne, I came within like seconds and I said to her, shh. I think someone's breaking into my house. I gotta go check, see what's going on.
After you had sex with her?
I put it in, like probably one, two, like maybe like
what was four, it, 1944?
No, this was 1953. That was my address, Glencoe, 1953 Glencoe was my address. All right, maybe I shouldn't
stop
say that.
Blasting whoever lives there.
It's a great fucking house. It's Cecil B. DeMille's old house. And so maybe it's 1958. Anyway.
Cecil B. DeMille's old house?
Yeah, yeah. We had a stage in the corner. He used to have a stage where bands would play for parties. It was the fucking coolest goddamn house. Three stories. Wow. Awesome. Anyway, what? First time I had sex with Leanne, condom. Well, I was a condom guy. I used to believe in AIDS.
We could all agree AIDS was made in a lab in Wuhan.
And so, well, now that we have the COVID, we know how they do it.
But wait,
so,
what condom? Yeah,
I wore a condom when that first time I had sex with Leanne. It sounds so weird. Like I was like,
I know. Was it for pregnancy or STDs?
Oh, I was a big STD guy. I thought any girl that wanted to have sex was a whore. I have really fucked up
fear of
diseases. Fear of I wasn't. It's interesting. The second Leanne and I stopped having protected sex, mm-hmm. I wanted her to get pregnant. I didn't care. I was
is
like,
is that how you knew you loved her? Because yeah. You wanted her to get pregnant?
Yep. I was like, I want.
That's so weird because I had a guy that I was dating and like all he would talk about is like, I want to get you pregnant. Like it's so hot. And then I like haven't heard from him in like 2 weeks. I know, me.
Wait, wait. So yeah, it's interesting. So let's go back to sex. So you've had sex with guys.
I like that your segue is it's interesting.
No,
that's,
no.
You that's say, your tether. That's your like, yeah. It's interesting. What the fuck am I? That's the new what else is happening?
No,
like,
no. No, you said you've had sex with guys younger that have had quick orgasms.
Yeah, well, this was when I was like 24. I had sex with a guy that
I
was
thought
like
you were having sex
19.
With
but yeah, no, now I'm having sex with a guy that's like 30. And they that's not.
What do you talk to him about?
He's like a brilliant
vet. Oh, you're not 48. You're still like 30 something.
38.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot.
I've been 66 for like 20 years.
You have old woman energy.
I've always had it. I have old man energy.
No, you've got sexual energy and you do.
I don't think I have sexual energy at all.
No, you
sorry. I'm on antibiotics. So I said her.
No, you definitely do. I remember the first time I ever met you. I remember I was blown away at how close you were talking. I think I've said this on the.
Oh, yeah, that we hugged when we hugged.
No, I said, we were at the improv. I'm almost certain I've said this to you.
We shook hands.
You were talking. Whatever you're doing, you were really close to me and you were like really close, but you would touch me a couple times. And I walked away and I was like this. And Patrice was like, oh, bitch, touch your face. You got no power now. And I was like, what? And he goes, I saw what happened. She just owned your shit. Patrice is there. And whatever energy we're doing, you're very natural to you. But it was Patrice was watching it. And he was calling it like prison energy.
It's actually this. It's actually West Virginia energy.
Is that what it is?
I'm like Appalachia. That's my ancestry. So Appalachia. Who? Leanne? Really?
Leanne.
Amazing.
Foothills of Appalachia.
Whoa. Yeah. So I had to go to West Virginia last year because I made jokes about it on the James Corden program. About being from West Virginia and my ancestry. And I have such a, like, we used to have to, like, ward off bears.
Yeah.
With our personalities. Like, in the, like in the 1700s, like, in hollers. Like, a hollow.
Holler. That is where Dolly Parton grew up.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, and Loretta Lynn.
Exactly right. So, like, West Virginia, Appalachia people, like, we don't fucking play, dude.
Yeah, that is so where is the poor girl now? Because you're not poor and
no.
You're not and
but it's like I come with gifts for your family.
Yeah.
When I show up.
Yeah, you
know
did.
What I'm saying? You don't show up without a gift.
That's Leanne.
Like you don't show up without food. Ever like you protect your tribe.
Did you get the gift bag Leanne sent for the cabin?
I did.
And she that's Leanne is like
that was Leanne. Oh, I thought that was like a Netflix
no,
thing.
No, that's Leanne. Leanne made a
is there no way to use any of the footage from the cabin shit that we shot?
I mean I laughed so fucking hard during that episode.
That was so funny and emotional and I do think that should have a home at some point.
I wish. Maybe, I don't know. It's not,
I wasted so much time.
I know.
I'm not getting paid to do this. Why don't podcast guests get paid?
Shut the fuck up.
Why don't I pay my guests? I started paying my guests.
You paid Kesha?
I did not pay Kesha.
Okay.
I paid, but I did her podcast and I...
Kesha's got a podcast?
Yes.
Kesha, I would be a great fucking guest.
It's called The Creepies. And I...
never mind.
And I redid my entire studio to shoot hers at mine. I put up tiger blankets and for her background.
We're moving too fast because I want to talk about Kesha. I also want to talk about...
I feel like this is going glacially slow.
No, we're only 13 minutes in. We've got a lot
of
time.
I'm exhausted.
So, wait. Let's go back to the poor girl.
Me.
Yeah, because Leanne... I was watching Leanne today.
I don't like the word poor.
I know. Leanne doesn't either, but...
Working class.
Okay. Working class.
Most people. Normal. That's most people. What's poor?
No.
What does poor mean?
Because it's something that I've watched Leanne battle with of getting money. And mm-hmm. I know that... I wonder how... I wanted to know what cars you've owned. I want to know the progression of all the cars you've owned.
Sure.
Because there is a leap when you go...
You guys in your fucking cars.
No. It's not... It does not.
Listen to Burr's podcast and I listen for the ads, truly.
Who?
Burr.
Yeah.
I just live to listen to him try to pronounce the products.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. And him trying to figure out how to plug in his computer.
This is my impression of Burr doing an ad. And then host ad libs. And you, shit, I got to ad lib
that.
Free!
And everything.
So what were you saying about Burr?
I just love listening to him read his ads. Yeah. The like confrontational energy he has with his success is so funny. Fucking funny to me. But no, I mean, Leanne, I come from... West Virginia, a place called Harper's Ferry, Roanoke, Virginia, D.C., and I was back and forth, right? So I don't pay for clothes. This is free, as Bill Burr would say, free or vintage only.
So there's a hustle in you.
There's a hustle. I will not pay for things. Like, we grew up going to flea markets, antique fairs, swap meets. So I'll go to, like, NeimanMarcus.com, Barneys.com, netaporter.com, all the fancy websites, and then shop up. I'll see all the things, and then I'll go to my Etsy app, and then I'll just Google vest, rainbow vest vintage, and I'll get it for $30. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So wait, here's the juxtaposition.
The news is the secret's out that I have a speech impediment. Everyone knows from my podcast now.
So here's the juxtaposition is that you go, oh, all these fans hate me. Here's the thing.
I don't say that.
You just said that earlier.
Your fans.
Yeah.
Not my fans.
Yeah. No, I know your fans don't hate you. They wouldn't be your fans. But I don't think they do. And I think the ones that do have a different view of who you are because we know who you are. And I think sometimes you come off as this uber successful Hollywood producer, actress, comedian, kind of
beautiful,
showrunner.
Beautiful. Sexy.
Beautiful is because attractive. A lot of, every time I've talked to really beautiful women, they say, you know what's crazy? Like, guys don't hit on me. And they're like, really? And they're like, yeah. I know very beautiful women guys get intimidated. I know I'm intimidated by hot chicks. I literally was like, there were chicks that were so hot, I'd be like, I'm not even going to fucking talk to them. I don't even want to get shot down. I know I'm going to get shot down. I'm going to pass. So, but I think that's where it comes from. And I know who you are as this like really kind of grounded.
I feel like we had this conversation on your BurtCast.
No, but let us have it again. Then all this other BurtCast. But that's my point is like, and then I know that side of you. So talk me through every car you've owned from the first car to the last car. And I think it just shows a progression of, I want to know the car
I like
that you.
That's a great, great question. My first car, from being a kid in my family.
First car, mine's, we'll go back and forth. Volkswagen Fox.
Mm-hmm.
$11,000, white, tan interior.
So we were fake rich. That was my whole thing.
Okay.
We were
I love this.
Keeping up with the Joneses. We were like,
I'm fake rich.
We were
right
like
now.
Had an Infiniti, but I'd come home with a permission slip or like a safety pin to my shirt that was like, your tuition isn't paid for your school. And we had, you know, and like, you guys have to give this car back. Now all of a sudden the car would be taken away. And all of a sudden, like, you need to give that ring back. Like, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was in like loan shark business. So I would just have random engagement rings on, for Christmas on.
shut the fuck up. Yeah. You're like, who's RHGH?
Yeah, I know. And literally, like... I was like, I would get like an engagement ring, like a diamond ring, and I'm like 6 years old, like, so, but there was nothing in the refrigerator. You know, it was like a very wide, the heat didn't work. Like I caught on fire because I stood on the stove to get warm.
I told you this. I told you this when we shot the cabin. My dad represented the Church of Scientology, and they gave him a big.
That's right.
Yeah, they gave him a big signing bonus type thing and said, "We got all your work." My dad worked for them, and we had enough money to buy a new house. And then we moved into the new house, and L. Ron Hubbard split, and we didn't get paid. And so we had a big house with no furniture in it. I remember that distinctly.
So fascinating.
Big house.
People are going to think we're drug addicts. This was for my earrings that I got on Etsy with dolphins.
Back on subject, Whitney. I can't believe I'm the one driving this right now. Can you imagine if Tom was here? All right. So first car.
Tom would be like shitting.
We're going to talk about Tom. He has a bunch of questions. He's like, how much? Find out how much money she has. I'm like, Tom, fucking Jesus.
So, okay, first car that I remember,
16 years old.
Oh, 16. Oh, no, this was, so all of our mothers were, quote, gold diggers. We have to stop trashing gold diggers. It's enough. Mm. All of our moms did the best they could with the tools they had, which was their face and their, what did you call it? Pikachu?
I called it a pussy.
Pussy. Like, pussy. They had to hustle for us. Yeah. Right. And that was, they had to Cardi B that shit. Okay.
She's wet ass pussy.
Don't make me think about my mom's wet ass pussy. Not in your mom's house, your mom's wet ass pussy house. Don't make me do this.
Ooh, name change.
So yeah, brand deals. I had an Acura CL. Was my first car, which was very nice. We didn't have money. It was a lease. And I crashed it listening to Lauryn Hill. Yeah. Acura CL. It was rose gold.
Two-door? Rose gold.
Rose gold. Upper left. Upper right.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. And my.
And this is basketball Whitney.
But also.
By the way, that picture, basketball Whitney, I want to grab her and hug her because it's the cutest Whitney there is.
She was not a game. But basketball Whitney was also working with an eating disorder and. Like doing like modeling in QVC. So I was like basketball Whitney. Was
oh my
like,
God.
So all for the dads out there, your daughters and the disordered eating.
No, like, the eating disorders are gone now.
I'm sorry.
No one gets them anymore. Keep going. At least my daughters don't have them. So I just figured they would have gotten them.
Right.
And they didn't get them. So I was like, I guess no one gets them anymore.
Got.
Keep going. So basketball Whitney, adorable. A little plus sized in her head.
So funny.
Not comfortable with the fact that she's good at
also,
basketball.
When's the last time you hung out with your daughters? Not on camera. And also...
it's been a while. Then why would I do that if I wasn't going to use them?
Also,
Also,
do you pay your daughters for their time on your shows?
No, my daughters just gave me a speech about jokes I was and wasn't allowed to tell in this new world. Georgia just sat me down and said, just give me your... I said something... I made a lighthearted joke in my house about some celebrity who had transitioned.
Which one?
Elliot. And I just made a joke. I made it with like a lighthearted joke. And Georgia was like, hey, man, not cool. And I went, what do you mean? I go, I'm in my house. She goes, I'm just telling you, if you're working this out for the stage, don't do it. And I went, what do you mean? She goes, well, just so you know, you tell that joke. And then everyone knows my dad thinks that way. And I went, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, we're going to go here.
Yeah.
Like, why don't I just?
Well, then that's probably the joke.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. You're back in the rotation, Elliot. Guess your joke gets told. That's genius. I'll just tell the fucking joke and then go. My daughter's not cool with that joke. Oh fuck yeah! I love it. God damn it! All right, keep going. I have another joke I want to run by you.
Can I not just write your act right now?
Yeah.
Can I drive over here to make you richer?
Georgia lit me up.
I do not have...
I said a bunch of shit like...
I'm being used.
So, Acura, next car. You go to college.
Love this.
On a scholarship.
I didn't go to college on a scholarship.
You walked on?
Walked
with basketball team.
Can I... Do you want me to answer?
I'm asking.
Do you have Tourette's?
No, I'm really active interviewer. Wait till we get to Tom Cruise's blow up. All right, keep
going. Yeah, no, I have questions.
I have questions, and I'm already telling you I'm on Tom's side. I don't even know what he said, but I'm on Tom's side.
You interrupt yourself.
I know. By the way, this is going to be Tom's favorite episode. He's going to be like, Cruise and Segura.
Okay, so Acura CL crashed it, was voted worst driver at my high school, St. Andrews. College, I didn't have a car when I was in Philly. I took the bus.
Where'd you go to school? You went to Penn?
I went to Penn, but I took night Smart. Classes at Temple University.
Shout out to Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Keep going. Night classes, get it?
The Cosby Show is excellent.
It was great.
It is great.
It was.
It is great.
Segura keeps going, if those girls had just kept their mouth shut. I'm like, Tom, you can't say that. Keep going.
You can say that. You can say it. But when you say it, you're an asshole.
We should tell him that when he gets off oxys. Now, go ahead.
What did he use? Ketamine? Cosby?
No. I think it was just old school Quaaludes. You know, there was a, not to divert this, but there was, I want to say in someone's book, they were talking about how Hugh Hefner used to do slip girls the Mickey all the time.
The Mickey, what's
that's
that?
That's what a roofie was. That was super commonplace. You know, I'm obsessed with a little bit of history because you go back to history and you see how absolutely horrible. I'll say men. I'm just going to say men.
No, I know.
Because that's all that history is about.
Sex started being consensual like 25 years ago.
I would argue 5. Like, yeah. Like because...
how about any day now?
I think in a week, it's going to start being consensual.
Last night, I pounded some NyQuil, and I'm not sure what happened.
So, no car in Philly. No car in Philly. By the way, I'm just getting to the point when you buy an expensive car. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
And then get
so my dad, who is was an amazing, resilient like huckster, magic man who would.
Did
just,
he drink?
No, his addictions were my mom. That was there was a lot of alcoholism in my family, but for alcoholism to be present, alcohol doesn't have to be present. So there's other kinds of addictions in my family. My addiction, the cunning and baffling disease. Of addiction in my family was very insidious because it manifested in other ways, like in gifting and cooking and manipulating and money and sex and love addiction stuff. Sneaky, sneaky. Hookers and, you know.
Do you got any of that shit?
Affairs. Sorry, do I have it? Oh, yeah. Have you done... I mean, I don't expect you to, like, read my book or watch my stand-up.
Read a book.
Or listen to my podcast, but I do literally... There's memes that are like, that are so funny where someone will say like, nobody, parentheses, you know, and then Whitney Cummings.
Oh,
I identify as an addict. It's really funny when people roast me on that shit. But yeah, so the codependence in my family is super severe. So my dad would show up. I had a white Grand Jeep Cherokee that I fucking loved.
Can I just tell you, I think
2007, I want to say, 6, 7.
Whoa.
Love a Grand Jeep. Well, when I interned at E! Entertainment and went to UCLA theater program over a summer, I came out here and drove.
You don't need to pull up the car.
Love it.
I
love
know
it.
What this car
That's
looks like.
That's my favorite. Oh, God, and it's so good.
There is a thing about it. There is, I got to tell you this.
I like the Jeep Rubicon. I really want a Rubicon truck. The Rubicon, Jeep Rubicon truck. I'm in it with Tom on text with the Bronco, but I'm not gonna pay $100,000.
Yeah, the Rubicon, the Jeep.
I like
I'm sorry.
Truck in black.
Yeah,
oof, gorgeous.
It's so interesting.
Oh, sorry. I grew up riding in the back of trucks in Virginia.
So did Leanne Kreischer.
Isuzu, P'UP, Isuzu Pup, Pia.
I know that car.
Google it.
Yeah, Isuzu Pup.
Isuzu Pup.
Yeah.
That was my shit. I used to my uncle would drive me to that to school and I was so fucking embarrassed about it. Navy blue. Yep.
Richie.
Yes, bitch.
Richie, who is the kid in my high school had one? Richie Valens. Not Richie Valens.
So we didn't roll like that. That's on some Valens. Like exhibit shit. No, mine was like a navy blue one. It was a little like more
Zuzu Pop. Richie Gonzalez.
Bulbous than that. Ish. And I would drive in the back of it and had a fucking stick, and we'd drive up, and I was always so embarrassed. And my aunt would have dogs in the back, and they would jump out of the car in front of all the kids, and I was so fucking embarrassed.
A good looking car takes a woman who's a 6 and turns her into a 10. I will see women that I would never have
That's
been...
not... Okay, stop. I'm going to stop you right there. That's not science.
I know. The same thing happens with men. But like, I'll pull up and I'll see Range Rovers to me. You drive a Range Rover. Maybe I shouldn't tell everyone what you're rolling around in.
Wait. A nice car turns a 6 into a 10.
Yeah, same things happen with dudes. Uh-oh. It's my nanny. From fucking 10 years ago. I accidentally called her thinking it was Nikki Glaser. I called my old nanny Nikki.
Are you trying to call Nikki?
I called Nikki Glaser. Ooh, I have a question. Would you be interested?
Do people buy time on this podcast?
Stop. I'm going to lose my thoughts. I have like 3 thoughts going on.
Okay.
Yes, a car makes someone better looking. But I will be at a stoplight.
Or worse looking.
I'll see someone at a stoplight. And if I see just a regular mom, like a regular old mom, not that hot, but she's in a fucking Range Rover, I'm like, God damn it, she's hot. And I actually did that for Leanne. Isn't this crazy? When I remember Leanne had a Honda Civic. No, a Toyota, one of those cars, right?
And I remember. I'm bored.
Listen to me, and it gets better.
Okay.
Okay, we'll pivot.
Is this
then.
What people like to talk? Is this what you do on the show?
Yeah.
Talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Usually you wouldn't be talking as much. It would just be me. If it's Tom, he doesn't really, he just talk over him. Okay. So let's go back to the subject.
Okay.
So then Cherokee.
A Jeep Cherokee.
Now pause and tell me about dreams we had in that Jeep Cherokee. Because at this moment, you just start stand up. You're in LA. You're interning for E. Tell me about dreams.
No, that time I'm driving a Kia. K-I-A.
Yep.
A Kia that I rented. To go, and then and then I was friends with Jennifer Love Hewitt because I punked her and she let me borrow her Range Rover, and paparazzi would follow me around
for real
thinking I was her, and I'd be like, sorry. I always felt so bad, so I punked her and we became friends from that.
Jennifer Love Hewitt seems like the kind of person you'd fall in love with and then go,
she's the best,
she's okay.
Keep what?
Going.
What?
Nothing.
I won't. You have some shit with women.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I definitely do.
So what is it?
No.
What's your problem with Jennifer Love Hewitt? She won't fuck you. So now you have to hate her?
No. By the way, I could totally fuck Jennifer Love
Hewitt. No, you couldn't. You could rape Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, I would never rape her.
I don't think you have the apps for it.
I
don't think you have.
Give me a picture of Jennifer Love
Hewitt.
Who's Jennifer Love Hewitt dating right now?
She's married.
Put a list of who she dated, and I'll tell you if a guy's on better looking.
Why are you yelling?
Because they need to hear me. Boyfriend history.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Carson Daly?
Uh-huh.
I remember those
my
days.
By the way, my first writing job, Last Call with Carson Daly. My first stand-up appearance, Last Call with Carson Daly. Google it.
I trust you. Let's see. Jennifer Loves. I know she dated Jamie Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Is this what we do? Can someone say something about something?
She dated Shaggy?
I don't think so.
Is that Shaggy?
No, these are just photos of her on red carpets.
Oh, okay. I could definitely hook up with Jennifer Love Hewitt in my prime. Not now I'm married, but like in my prime.
I disagree.
Easy.
Disagree.
Easy.
Disagree.
Fucking look at this. She jumps around from guy to guy. Ross McCall, the guy from fucking the intern from The Tonight Show. Ross?
No.
Oh, that's not him. Who's Ross
Is
McCall?
Is this like just a guessing show?
Ross McCall. I'm definitely better looking. Never mind. No, I'm not. That was a bad picture.
Okay, fine. You can poke up with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Yes,
There we go.
Let's
okay.
do it. Fine.
So, I like Jennifer Love Hewitt. Big fan.
She's actually not shallow, and she's cool, so she probably would be like, he's nice and funny and safe.
I bet, guarantee you, Jennifer Love Hewitt's watching this right now going, I'd fuck him.
She doesn't know who you are. I mean, I haven't talked to her in years, but I'm sure she doesn't.
If you saw her, mm-hmm. would she recognize you?
Yes, because okay. we were friends.
Okay. Oh, I'm friends with people that I would be like, hey, Burke Kreischer.
Do you see it ever? I run into people and I'm like, I'm like, oh, who is that guy? Are they famous? What show are they on? Oh, we dated.
Oh.
I do that a lot.
Do you know who I did that to? I saw a girl writing in her journal one time, and I was like, I fucking know her. I think I went to high school with her. And I went up, and stuck my head over her shoulder. I said, what are we writing in our journal? Thinking she'd be like, Bert. And she went, who the fuck are you? And it was Reese Witherspoon.
What are you? Wait, I want to send that to her.
Reese Witherspoon. She was that Jones on Third.
Hold on. What are we writing in our journal? Can you tell that story again?
Yeah, I was 27 years old, and I saw a girl I recognized at a place called Jones on Third on Beverly, I think. And I said, oh, I'm going to go sneak up behind her. I put my head over her shoulder. She was writing in her journal. I go, what are we writing? And she looked at me. She goes, who the fuck are you? And it was Reese Witherspoon.
She definitely wasn't writing in her journal.
She was definitely writing in her journal.
She was definitely like writing notes about like taking over the world.
Yeah, she was writing in something, and I stuck my head over her shoulder. My buddy Croy goes, do you know Reese Witherspoon? And I went, I do not.
2008?
2000, yeah, probably.
Yeah, this is like...
I think right when she was breaking up with Ryan Felipe.
Okay, don't...
Well, no, I'm just telling you. That's why I thought she might be... I'm just telling you. That's what it was.
Okay, it's enough.
By the way, did we just do a side podcast on our podcast? Okay.
No, I'm texting Reese.
So let's cut to the chase. First car where you dropped a little coin. You got it. You dropped some coin. You were excited. You got in it, and you felt like $1 million. Give me the year. Give me the car. And give me the paycheck that it came from.
I did a talk show in a car talk show, literally with Lexus. The Lexus CL hired me.
Pull it up.
At Lexus CL. I didn't have this car. I was hired to do a talk show in a car. It was called like Lexus. I would go to different cities and do a car show. It was like almost like the before podcast. It was like a podcast, you know? And Lexus, nope, that's not it. It was 2005 Lexus CL. It was a coupe. And I would go to different cities.
I saw it. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a little boxier. That's a little more like cherubic. It was a little, that one on the right looks kind of right. And then I would drive around with like people that were famous in their town. Like kind of what Shab's doing with his taco food truck shit. Yeah. It was like you would go and I'd meet with like Grant Ashaw, who's like the greatest chef in Chicago and the world, really. Agape, is that her name? Agape, am I saying it right? A singer in San Francisco. And I drive around to a talk show with them and they gave me $25,000 an episode and it paid off my debt, my student debt. And then I got they did not give me a car, but I got
$25,000 an episode.
An episode. That was for me. That's
in right now these days. I
was writing for other comics at the time. That's the only way I was making money. Writing jokes.
Tell me those names under your breath.
Fucking
what comic's not writing his own act?
How about this?
I know. I already know.
By the way, the ones that in 2015, the ones that were funny. That you were like, oh, that was a good joke. Those were just stolen
from
me.
Who were you writing for?
I'm not telling you.
Those, who were you writing those were for?
That was like when I was opening for a comic.
Women?
No, I know. I wrote for, this is
who
no.
I've never even heard of.
I wrote for Katie Couric on the Matt Lauer roast. Jokes.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
That's a different thing.
But that's so funny.
But I was charging to, and I was doing... selling clothes at Buffalo Exchange, especially guy like I would sleep with like a guy that had like a. I remember one time. Oh my god, is this a big podcast?
Yeah.
How many people listen to it?
Very few. Tell me the guy you're sleeping with.
This is a big podcast.
Tell me the guy.
Yes. How many listen? Very few.
Tell me the guy you're sleeping with.
We didn't sleep together. Actually, we'd never had sex. Sean Lennon, who's John Lennon's son. Was my friend that we met in an acting class. We never had sex. We were just very good friends. Like, I loved him. He was dating Bijou Phillips. None of this is...
Bijou Phillips is the girl that had the talk show that got canceled?
That's Busy Phillips.
God damn it.
Bijou Phillips, who's...
Are they related?
They not be. At all.
They're not related? Wait, hold on. Busy Phillips and Bijou Phillips are not related?
No. But you know who is related?
Snoop Dogg and Nate Dogg?
That's just racism.
No, I think they're related. I'm pretty sure they're related.
Jason Schwartzman and Nicolas Cage and Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't.
No, they're all in the same family. Hold on. Pull up a picture of Bijou Phillips and Busy Phillips. I want to give a shout out to Busy Phillips is the kind of like more like gettable one, right? Like the one where you're like I get no. Okay, not Bijou. Bijou's a
no,
fucking.
No, that's Bijou Phillips.
Bijou's a fucking dime.
Okay.
Go to Busy.
And then Busy Phillips is a very successful actress, very good friend of mine that I've done movies with.
I love Busy. Busy Phillips
awesome.
Has got like bomb,
she should play,
bomb hit energy.
She should play your wife in something.
Busy Phillips looks like she could pack a bowl, take her shoes off after work. They kind of smell,
she
but you'd like the smell of them.
She doesn't smoke weed, but okay. She's more of a Marg tequila girl.
So Busy Phillips will probably watch this because you're on it. Busy,
no,
can I tell
won't.
You? Fuck talk shows. Just do a podcast.
She has a podcast.
Oh, for real? There you go. I liked her talk show, but it was too short. It was what? Like, it never got to the point. And what's wrong with talk shows is they're so fucking quick. But if Busy Phillips was left to talk for like an hour with those people, I would fucking be into that. It's like when we did Kelly Clarkson the other day. And the interesting.
Who's we?
Me and you. That's how we works. When you say we, it's a plural.
I didn't do Kelly Clarkson with you.
No, we both did it.
Okay.
I did it Tuesday. You did it Wednesday.
Yeah. They basically. They were like, we'll give you Whitney if you'll put Bert on.
Sure. Anyway, I wanted to hit up Busy. I don't know Busy Phillips, but I wanted her to go just do a podcast because that's what I wanted
She's
to
doing
see.
A podcast.
That's awesome. I'm glad she took my advice. Now, so let's go back. So you hooked up with John Lennon's son.
No.
You
Do
knew,
you listen?
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to fucking focus, Whitney.
This is what?
I've got a pen for the first time. Tracking this down, I wrote Kia. That's all I've written is really Kia and fucking Jesus Christ.
Is that your suicide note?
No, so.
What do you want?
You were talking about the car. You got 25 an episode. You're hooking
I
up.
I did
with,
not hook up with Sean Lennon.
You're making 25
he
an episode.
Is I have. I can have good guy friends that there's no sexual
That's
energy.
All I have is fucking women friends that I have no sexual energy with.
Love it. And so he like left a t-shirt at my house that was like a vintage Duran Duran t-shirt.
I was going to joke and say you were stealing his clothes. I love that you actually stole them.
And I sold it at Buffalo Exchange for like $70.
I love that you're like, hey man, are you having a house party?
And then he was like, I think I left a shirt at your house. And I was like, I don't know.
It's so funny. I just dropped off one.
I'm poor. Like, so I would sell people's clothes. Like I would like go to like gifting suites with like famous friends like Jennifer Love Hewitt and stuff and get like the gift bag and sell it on eBay and shit like that. Like that's how I made, or I return it to the store. Like you'd get like Kiehl's shampoos and I'd return it to the store for cash, which you can't do anymore.
I love that.
But then,
and so okay, what was the car
first
you bought?
Car was a Lexus hybrid. And I infamously, if you've seen my first stand-up special where I'm yelling at the audience because I don't know how mics work. It was my first special. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was like screaming like, ah! Like I was just like a psycho. I look like a meerkat. The first day I got it, I filled it up with diesel fuel. Because I got there and I got the pump and it was green and I was like, oh, the green pump,
oh my God.
The green means it's God. Like good for the environment, like this is like the healthy, this is like the good gas for the environment, I'm gonna use that. And then it didn't fit in the thing and I was like, oh, my car is so new, like they haven't caught up yet, so I held it and let it like drip in.
Oh,
and I filled it with diesel fuel and then I like couldn't drive it and like- I was like
this hybrid.
I was like, this is weird. And then they towed it to Lexus and all the guy, like they were like it like hurt their feelings. The mechanics at Lexus. It cost me like $7,000.
And did you have $7,000?
No, I had to go into debt to fix the damage I did. It destroys the whole car.
So then how long did you drive that car for? Did you drive it into Two Broke Girls?
And
let's get to Two
into
Broke
Whitney.
Girls.
Yeah, I
Two Broke Girls is a... I don't think I really... This sounds weird. I didn't realize you're
involved.
But this
is... You're not... We're not
it.
Interviewing me. We've done this on your podcast before.
No, yeah, but... Okay.
Bert Cast. We've talked
right,
about it.
Perfect. Then I'll just, the last thing Tom just wanted to know.
We don't need to drive viewers to Two Bar Girls.
Tom wrote down like notes for things he wanted me to ask you.
Okay.
And he was like, what's her net worth? So what is it?
I love that you say that because my first thing I used to do when I would like run around Hollywood and figure out how the fuck to get successful, I would run around and ask famous people how much money they had.
Oh, that's my biggest.
It's my favorite thing to do.
That's my favorite thing in the world. Like I love pulling up net worth and going like, what's my net worth?
I do that too. I do that.
Pull up Bert's net worth.
I do that on my podcast, guys.
Yeah. Bert Kreischer net worth.
I do it with Steve.
It is.
$3 million?
I don't know if that's accurate. I don't even know what my net worth
is. Well, it's what you own, like your like liquid. It's like if everything were to be liquefied.
If I sold everything off?
Because one time I remember I asked Hank Azaria. It was so fucking funny.
He does Apu's voice.
He goes, I was like, Hank Azaria, he has points on The Simpsons, I think.
Yeah, he does Apu's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Oh.
That was the whole saga.
There
was
Harry Kondulo.
There was a whole documentary about what's the deal with Apu or something.
What's the deal with Apu? And I don't think I understand.
It's not called What's the Deal. Let's get it right. It's called like Apu, the documentary, Simpsons. Yeah.
I think it's called...
What's the story with Apu? The problem.
The problem with Apu.
And then he acquiesced and doesn't do it anymore.
You do an impression of me.
I like doing an impression. Oh, you know what? One of my favorite moments of us that we ever had when we sounded out Rogan and everybody.
Yeah.
That I loved that.
Okay, so then do you know what we're talking about, Nadav? What comedians sound like as opposed to doing
their act?
So you're like, Attell's a.
And then
Patrice was.
What's the fucking Jaeger?
Yeah. Patrice was.
I have a hot take on Patrice.
Ooh, really?
No, I mean, I obviously love Patrice. I respect him. He was just so mean to me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, for all the people celebrating Patrice, they never knew him.
Yeah.
When you knew Patrice,
it's fine. I don't.
Brutal at times.
Yeah, nobody owes me anything, and like I radically forgive and accept, and I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I remember him just being so shitty to me, and just being like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that was Patrice.
I know.
Someone just said like all these people are celebrating Patrice. It's like if Kevin Brennan.
I mean, by
dies,
the way, also so many people were shitty to me, so that doesn't. It's not like doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen to Tom Cruise's audio and let's take our hot take. This is how you go viral on podcasts. Do you know that?
No.
You do a hot take on
shit. I have
shit.
No idea how to podcast. What do you do?
I've listened. I know.
First of all, no, you haven't.
Yes, I have listened to your podcast. I listened to Kesha.
Why do you want to talk about the Kesha interview?
I love Kesha. I love Kesha.
Okay.
I love Kesha and I think she got fucked. I think she got fucked by the whole industry. I think the industry sucks. And I actually reached out to her a bunch of times. I used to come on stage on Twitter and on Instagram, my friends. I used to come on stage to Die Young.
You used to come on stage to Die Young?
Die Young was one of my favorite songs. And by the way, a huge Kesha fan. My daughters are big Kesha fans. And I reached out to her because on Twitter back in the day when I was like big Kesha fan. I want to have her on my podcast, but it never happened. But you had her on her podcast, and I saw her necklace of teeth. I loved it.
Okay. I love
Why do you do that? You go, okay.
I'm just
listening. Celebrate me. Celebrate me.
That's awesome.
Tom Cruise. Let's pull it up. Ready? Okay. Put on your headset so you can hear it.
Okay.
And we'll wait for it. Oh, yeah. Put your headphones on, Whitney, so you can hear it. God. Oh, it's just audio? Oh, it's just audio. No video? In today's day and age, they don't have video? Now, Tom Cruise also. Well,
this is a pocket recording.
Oh, yeah. What a fucking... Okay, let's...
Sorry, I'm trying to FaceTime Kesha.
Hold on. You ready? Let's do what you need to do.
Yeah.
First, if you're going to FaceTime Kesha, I would love that. but then we're going to say our takes before we listen to the audio and after we listen to the audio.
What am I doing?
So what happened is Tom Cruise got upset. We don't know that... You don't need to know anything right now.
Tom Cruise got upset when? What year?
This has just happened.
Okay. Great.
It was on the set of the new Mission Impossible movie. He got upset and...
Oh, he berated his crew.
He berated his crew, but someone pocket recorded him. Now, nice. Let's take our... Because we did this with Ellen without knowing anything about Ellen. Tom and I gave our hot takes and was like, whatever. And then all this, and it didn't come out as quick. We had to wait a few weeks. And then we were like, on the fence. And then we were like, fuck it. We're still Team Ellen. I don't give a fuck.
Great.
I like Ellen. And so let's do a hot take on this. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm Team Tom Cruise day in, day out. I've always been Team Tom Cruise.
You realize Scientology is a cult that destroys people's lives.
I got that. I was not putting that into my factor on whether or not I was Team Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Do you realize Shelley Miscavige is still missing and they physically beat people and separate children from their mothers?
You're turning Columbus Day into a thing. Why can't we just have the day off, okay?
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Okay. Like, I'm...
It's now called Rapist Day.
I'm looking at the glass half full and you're pointing out that there's poison in the glass.
First of all, it's plastic.
My hot take. I'm Team Tom Cruise. I'm Team B-rate, okay? I think it's okay to B-rate people. I think it's okay to.
Strongly disagree. First of all, he's not the boss. The director is the boss. Second of all, he's getting paid $20 million and those people are getting paid $25 an hour at best. Are away from their families.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they should be in a bubble and they should be safe. We haven't even watched the video yet.
And are probably getting COVID working for this motherfucker.
If they're not following rules and that's what he's upset about, I'm still Team Tom Cruise because I've been in that bubble and people are fucking slack as fuck sometimes. And as talent, you go, listen, man, we are held to a higher standard. We're in a bubble. And some people are like, I can go to the grocery store though, right? You're like, no, that's the whole point of a fucking bubble. How the fuck did you get these steaks here? Like, yeah, I'm already Team Tom Cruise. I did not.
And you know what else?
What?
My biggest thing about berating your crew, it doesn't work.
It does sometimes.
It doesn't really work. You're not going to get the best out of
it. By the way, I've never berated my crew, but I'm okay with being berated.
Have you ever worked retail or been a waiter?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been berated a bunch.
Yeah.
I've been berated my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
And guess what? I learned a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm pro adversity all the time.
Yeah.
But I've been in a lot of these situations before. And I think there's a way to do it with class and tact so that it's actually effective.
I think sometimes
I haven't heard it, so I don't know.
I haven't heard Tom's berating either. But
also, Tom Cruise, I'm gonna get canceled. There are certain things I just cannot say on this podcast.
No, say it.
Can I pee?
No.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You edit later, right? Can you edit it later? Sorry.
Go pee. Take your headsets off.
I actually still get my period, believe it or not.
Please keep that in.
That was not a fart. That was not.
Please keep that in.
That was not a fart. That was this fucking chair. Okay.
Go pee. Go pee.
Thank you. I'm just sort of like aborted.
That's okay. She takes her purse to pee. Oh, you're on your period right now. All right. Two things. By the way, I want you to watch the video of Tom playing basketball, and I want you to critique his basketball.
Look insane. Okay.
Okay. I want to listen to the Tom Cruise audio. I want to get your hot take on what you thought was going to get you canceled on talking about Tom Cruise. But you don't have to say it, but...
Okay. No, it's just, yeah, it's yeah, I'm very pro crew. I'm on the crew side always.
I'm on the crew side too. However, you know that you... Hold on. You know for a fact, you've run crews, and there are people who just simply don't give a fuck.
Yeah, maybe because they get berated all the fucking time, and they have no pride, and no, they don't feel...
Hear him out.
They don't feel dignified. Who just said hear him out?
It's Lyle. It's a British guy we have works here, and he just always has my back.
Well, I think Mr. Kreischer is making a fine point.
Who is this person?
It's Lyle. He's a...
Is he in there?
No, we have these sound bites of a British guy backing me up because sometimes I make idiotic points, and it sounds better for British guys like, all right,
you should cut that bit.
okay, well, hang on.
Can the audience see him?
No, they hear him.
Awful.
Okay.
Wait, cunt. Bert's talking.
Not working.
That's like, okay, let's put Lyle on ice for a second.
Not working.
All right. So wait, let's go. I am not, I
just
have to say this.
Distracting for no reason.
I am not Team B-rate. However, I'm cool with B-rating.
Do you know how much his crew gets paid and how much he gets paid? The discrepancy.
That is irrelevant. Here's my point. Just because Tom Cruise makes $20 million doesn't mean every grip should now make $100,000.
No, but they should be treated with respect and dignity.
I agree.
If your crew does not have pride when they go to work, that is your fault if you're the boss. That is your fault.
By the way, I have not listened to the video. I may be on your team after this, but I don't have a problem, and I know that you probably don't, as someone who've led, to sometimes lose your temper
I don't, losing your temper just makes people lose respect for you. So it doesn't work. You're losing your power when you do that. So, and it also isn't effective. So I berate people, I go, hey, I had a situation yesterday where I got a clip in for the podcast and it wasn't centered properly. And I was like, hey guys, I pay 5 people to do this. How come no one has done it? What needs to happen? Like, do I need to change? Do you need, what do I need to do better? How can I make this better? Does someone need to go? Because there is this thing where when there's so many people on a crew, everyone assumes someone else is doing the job.
Okay, then how about?
Everyone's like, I assumed he was gonna do it. Well, I need you guys to communicate better. Can you do that for me?
So then how about that happens 5 times in a row? Is it okay if you go, guys, what the fuck? I've said this 5 fucking times. Is it okay to do that? Or do you have to then go?
I think you're gonna lose. You're playing yourself.
Let's listen to Tom Cruise.
You're
being emotional
because also you're an actor, bitch. Act like you're in control of yourself. If you're Tom Cruise and you know how to act, act like you can talk to a crew with respect.
Tom Cruise also lost his shit when he was shooting Valkyrie and they were doing something for the Jews and then someone farted and he lost his shit there. He thought that was disrespectful.
That's hilarious. But also in Scientology, don't you never lose your shit? Isn't there an alien?
I saw him on Oprah. He kind of lost his shit on Oprah.
I was going to say, it's like, how is he the paragon of emotional stability?
Let's listen to the clip and then we can fairly assess whether this was a allowable berating or an unallowable berating. I think
the word berate is also very charged. It's like a pep talk of like, hey guys, we're not making our days. I want you to get home to your kids by 8:00.
Let's see if this is a pep talk. I'm guessing if it's going viral,
it's not a pep
talk. I like
to say, guys, if we don't get this right, you don't get to go home to your families. I just want to get you home to your families. That's what I say.
By the way, for the record, I take that back. I'm sure there's people, I know that there's people that worked on Travel Channel that was like, oh, no, you definitely berated us. I actually fired someone. I'm not
Did you have the power to fire people?
Yeah, I sent them home.
Because you were the host?
Executive producer of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, what energy was that right there? Did you think that I just showed up to Hollywood?
Is Travel Channel Hollywood?
No, not really. It's Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Bollywood?
Chevy
Chase. My mom did PR at the Neiman Marcus Chevy Chase.
I was an executive producer on my new show airing January 7th on TBS, the Go Big Show at 9 p.m.
TBS.
And I never once berated anybody. I never berated anybody.
You never should.
I haven't.
You should never. I just believe everyone should be treated exactly the fucking same. Yes. And if you have not worked crew, I mean...
But treat me better.
I understand. Like, I worked with an actor once who came in, and I'm like this too. Like, I went on a set the other day on something that Paris Hilton is doing, and I saw something, and I was like, oh, we got to turn the music off. You got it. Like, I do, but it's all to benefit the show. I never want to humiliate or embarrass anyone.
You are
if you're sadistic, it's different. If you're trying to if it's the for the greater good of everybody, I'm with you.
Yeah, you are someone who will go in and change lighting, change camera angles, move things around. You'll take charge of a scene, which I'll say, I know in Hollywood sometimes when you're a woman doing that, people give you a rap. They're like, oh, she's difficult, she's hard, high maintenance.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's on you. That's none of my business.
Yeah,
but think that.
Men sometimes don't get that rap. And then if a woman was berating someone on their crew, that would be Ellen. That's what Ellen
Who's
is.
Who's calling you?
Or this dude
to date?
No, he slept with my girlfriend back in college.
You need to change your number.
I know, right?
You've got a couple sketchy calls in the last
you have no 40, fucking idea.
57 minutes.
Pull up. You have no idea.
I know. I get bookings hey, want to do this gig at the Pipeline Cafe in Waikiki? I'm like, what?
I keep my phone just in case when shit goes south. And then the guy from Tahoe's like, hey, man, seats 210. It's a good room. I'm like, actually, I'm back in business with you.
I get texts like, hey, I want to send you this script. And then 2 years later, my lawyer's like, this person's suing you for stealing their idea.
I keep my phone just the same number just in case Elliot Gould needs to get in touch with me.
That's it. Ellen Page?
No, that's Elliot. You think Elliot Gould's like, oh man, couldn't you have picked a different name? I was the Elliot out here.
I'm sorry, I thought I was
I could just look at Georgia and go, I was talking about Elliot Gould, honey.
You know,
God,
my
damn
therapist
it.
Is named Georgia.
For real?
With a J.
I'm not going to tell you my therapist's name. We'll find that guy in a heartbeat. All right, let's listen to Tom Cruise.
I gave
interview.
You. Oh, did you get the present I gave you? Oh.
No, you didn't give me a present.
Oh, I have one, but it's in a plastic bag. I didn't. It's in like a shitty plastic bag.
Let's pull up Tom Cruise's audio. Here we go. Ready?
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again.
Do what?
Yeah, do you know what they were doing? Nadav, there's got to be backstory to this. Was if they were raping people, then it's okay.
A couple people were crowded around a computer, and they weren't social distancing.
All right.
Hold on. There's two more clips.
Okay. Please say uses the...
That's it! No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education. That's what I sleep with every night. In the future of this industry. So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this movie down.
Is that it?
One more clip.
One more clip, please use
it. Is it understood? If I see it again, you're gone. And so are you. So you're going to cost him his job. And I see it on the set, you're gone. And you're gone. That's it. Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have? Because I will deal with your reason. And if you can't be reasonable, and I can't deal with your logic, you're fired. That's it. That is it. I trust you guys to be here.
Okay, ready? Now, hold on.
I might be a Scientologist. He makes some good points.
Can I tell you?
Shit.
I would rather be berated than fired.
I don't know what they were doing.
They were crowding around a computer, not social distancing. I'm assuming wearing masks.
But they would have been...
Allegedly. That's just the info that we have.
Yeah,
allegedly.
But they would have been quarantined in a hotel, is my guess.
No. So some of these productions on... I don't know the answer to this, but I know that some of the productions on movies are not quite as safe as television. When we did the Go Big Show premiering January 7th at 9 p.m. on TBS, we were in a bubble.
9 p.m. as if people watch shows at times.
We were in a bubble.
As if people go, Bert's on at 9, get around the couch. They watch
We're hoping they do that.
No, they don't. People watch it on their time when they want to watch it.
Well, some of the states that you guys in Hollywood ignore like to watch television, like gentlemen and gentle ladies. Anyway, we were in an exact bubble, and I know sometimes movies are not in a bubble. I know for a fact. I have friends that are in movies that are not in a bubble. So you have to trust that they are not. One of my friends is a movie producer doing a very big movie, and they're all working. I'm not going to tell you his name. He is not that guy. But he is getting tested every other day, and they have to trust that he is not breaking his bubble, and he's not breaking his bubble. He's very strict about it, but some people aren't so strict. So when you go on set and you are making the movie, there are certain rules about social distancing because they can't trust that you have not been in a bubble. Mm-hmm. And that's why
people can't see their kids.
And imagine
not being able to see your kids for
And I'll tell you this, you did the drive-in shows. You know, mm-hmm. I know I was very strict. I wasn't.
Why does Rogan only talk about you doing drive-in shows?
I don't know. I think it's because it's like male privilege. And so kind of
I'm like,
off.
We're out here. Me and Taylor Tomlinson are out here in the freezing cold.
Yeah, but you guys are only doing one shows at venues. Now, so just kidding.
Whitney, where can people
buy
tickets
true.
For your drive-in shows?
I'm joking.
I think they're all canceled.
No, they're not canceled. I think no one's doing them because it's cold, right?
I'm doing some outdoor ones in Irvine or something. Okay. I mean, we're doing the same shit, I think.
Yeah. I never did Irvine. I did San Marcos. Escondidos.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I did that.
So, but you're right. I never lost my shit like that on anyone.
But I don't know the context of it, but I am a big fan of we're going to keep working. I want all you to have jobs.
And apparently no one's listening. And we've been very clear about this a number of times. And I'll say it one more time. Instead of sending you home and firing you, mm-hmm. I'm actually, if I'm the guy that fucked up and was crowding around, I'm cool with a public berating and keeping my job.
I just think everyone's doing the best they can with the tools they have. And,
you know,
but if you, exacerbate a culture of fear, people are going to fuck up more and more and more. And if you start to project that onto everybody, they're just going to be nervous and keep fucking up.
How about this though? As a showrunner, someone who runs a show, you're going to get people whose politics don't line up with yours. Correct?
Politics. Okay.
Matt, I hate to say this, but a lot of COVID is politics aligned. Yes. A lot of the way people are behaving is based on their politics. There are people I know who just, that guy that just called, will not wear a mask. He's like, it's not real. The Democrats created this. Uh-huh. They did it to take down Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to wear a fucking mask. Right. And that's real. And you will get people, a lot of them, a lot of grips, a lot of cameramen.
Yeah, yeah.
Are just regular
below
dudes.
Below the line.
Are regular dudes. And Tom Cruise is not. He is, I'm sure he probably puts money in the Democratic Party. He believes in COVID. He believes in safety. And so you may have.
I think in my estimation, this is going to get me in trouble, but like, I think when you're Tom Cruise, you're so addicted to being Tom Cruise and fame. Like, he wants to put a movie out. I mean, all of us were like in this pandemic, like, how do I stay relevant and how do I stay top of mind to people?
Yeah.
And we're so like, we cannot shut this movie down. But I'm also like, I relate to Tom Cruise in the sense that the fact that I have fucking blue and pink hair, like, I want to employ people. The fact that I'm able to employ people, it's like being a doctor. Like, I dated a pediatric anesthesiologist once, and like, he would never come home from work. He would work when you know you have the power to do something, like, and you don't use it, you're gonna, you know what I'm saying? So I see that there's good in his heart that he was like, I want to fucking employ you guys and I want to fucking make this happen. Like, he just wants to cross the finish line.
How does someone become a
pediatric anesthesiologist?
He's like, I want to be an anesthesiologist, but carrying around all that gear, can I carry around just half of it? So
I like
I don't know, man. I've always wanted to drug kids.
But just like a tiny bit.
It's like watching a baby, like, her eyes closed. I love it, man. There's no better feeling.
Hashtag Bill Cosby. I want to put things to sleep, but I want tiny, tiny naps.
Yeah,
I want to
yeah.
make tiny naps yeah. happen.
I don't know.
Save babies.
I had a PDR.
I fucked that up.
What?
That relationship.
No one wants to. Any dude who's into pediatrics, nah.
No,
fuck that.
Well,
that's fucking creepy shit.
Doctors usually have parents that are doctors.
Yeah.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing.
But that is kind of like, I don't know. I'm not into dude pediatricians. That's, if you want to see dude little boys' dicks, get online like everybody else. Anyway.
Be an adult and go on the dark web.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Grow up.
I had a really good male pediatrician. Growing up, I actually went to him when I was in high school.
I didn't have health insurance when I was a kid. I didn't go to a pediatrician.
You didn't?
No.
We just went down to the old lady on the corner.
No, they did. My mom would give me some Robitussin.
Ma Ken, what's this here? Give me a nickel. I'll conjure off them warts. Whitney, come on, put that nickel in a jar, bury it in your backyard,
Lord,
and that
warts
will
Lord
be gone.
Lord Michaels
tomorrow.
Is calling.
By the way, that's a real story that happened to Leanne.
Lord Michael said, do you want to be on SNL?
Done.
Really?
Done.
You think?
Make it even harder. Make it hard. Give me an offer I can't refuse, and I'll put it on me.
What?
Okay, I'll do it to you. Whitney, I'm Lauren Michaels. I want you to be on SNL. Will you take it?
You are horrible at impressions, especially Whitney. One of Lauren Michaels.
Whitney, this is Lauren Michaels.
Lauren?
It's Lauren Michaels, Whitney.
No.
I'm trying to get there. I don't show up I arrive at an impression. So it takes me a little bit. Ha, Whitney, ha.
Okay, Jimmy Cagney.
Oh, Whitney. Oh, Whitney. Okay, just
Barry
fuck the
Diamond?
Impression. Well, I'll show you what I'm telling you. Whitney, would
I'll
you like to be?
I'll show you what I'm telling you?
I'll show you what I'm telling you.
This is drivel. This is actual drivel.
No, it's not. You said, would you take SNL, and I said, yeah, make the offer something, like, make it difficult. So, like, all right.
But, sorry, to be in the cast, not to guest, to host.
No,
I'm obsessed with not knowing how famous people are. Like, where are we? Like, it's so, in the pandemic, who knows? Like, I went to Target the other day with Tim Dillon. And it was like people were mobbing us. It was, but I was like, but I have blue hair, so of course. But, and then you go to the, it's like, I'm so confused about how many people know us.
But also, Tim looks like he could work at Target. What color was his shirt?
Dude, the kid, Tim was legitimately, like, people were like, oh, that's Tim Dillon.
I'll tell you if that's
But we were in masks. So I was like, do you know who Tim Dillon is? They're like, yeah, I love Tim Dillon.
Okay, make it an offer that becomes more difficult of an offer for me to accept.
To host SNL, you mean?
No, I would host it in a heartbeat. I would be on the cast in a heartbeat. Keep going.
I have a call from a real person, make it a real job.
Stop and be in the moment. Would I stop doing all my podcasts and do SNL? Make it...
To be a recurring character.
Oh, my God.
You like a fucking player.
No, I'm saying... Watch. Like I will do it to you and I will show you.
Okay.
Whitney, I'm Lorne Michaels. Would you like to be on SNL as a cast member?
I'm Bert.
No, you're Whitney.
Oh, thank God.
I was going to ask how you're still single, and I got it. I got it.
I'm not like, single, first of all.
You're not single?
Mm-mm.
Are you serious?
No woman's ever been single.
That's not true.
I have a theory that every woman's got something going on all the time.
Whitney, would you like to be on SNL as a cast member?
Now, today?
Yeah.
2021?
Right now, today.
No, I don't do... I. What do you think? I'm going to call my manager...
Why not? Why wouldn't you do it?
Be a cast member?
Yeah. Be fun.
No, I'd be like, why are you talking to people like this? Like, I couldn't handle the culture of it.
For real?
The stress of it, yeah.
Oh, I would love it. I think it would be funny shit. I would, see, I'm someone who doesn't buy into the...
I don't like the deadline shit. Like,
I love that.
I did it for so long. I do it because I think that it makes you more productive, and productivity and cooperation makes dopamine, and you need deadlines. But...
Oh, I would produce so much content for those motherfuckers that they would be like, he's trying to be an asshole. He's showing us up.
What are the numbers? Like,
who gives a fuck?
You have your
own
SNL.
Who gives a fuck? It's SNL. And you get to be a part of that whole... That's a storied franchise of like some of the greatest comics in the world. Yeah. Not the greatest.
I would like to host SNL.
Yeah, sure. I'd host it.
It's an interesting process. Like, I'm confused why Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek is not hosting it.
It's interesting you said Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek as opposed to Dan Levy, the guy we know.
I know, but they're both dear friends of mine. I conflate them all the time and send boob picks to Dan, and I send screen grab. I conflate them all the
time. Eugene's son is Dan Levy, right?
Levy, okay. From Schitt's Creek.
And so you said he wants to be a guest?
No, I want him to host it.
Cool. Wait, what? I don't understand. How?
I'm just interested in the way that SNL casts their hosts.
Oh, I think it.
Like, why? I mean, Bill Burr is genius.
Yeah, Bill Burr, Chappelle makes sense.
Why wouldn't they ask Rogan?
I think they probably have asked Rogan, and I guarantee we said no. Rogan has a very interesting business model. Well, that is, fuck everyone else, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm
feel like I'm getting in that space.
See, I think that's great for Joe Rogan. That's not great for everyone.
Yeah.
I think if I did that for a while where I was like
why
fuck
isn't
everyone.
JoJo Siwa posting SNL?
Because adults watch SNL, mm-hmm. And I don't think any adults know who she is. I know who she is. She was in the Winter Wonderland drive-thru. She had her own little spot.
I went to Target. She had like a, she was on like a hamper.
By the way, when she doesn't put the, when she doesn't put the razzle dazzle all over her face, great looking kid.
I have glitter on my eyes right now.
Pull up JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa. She's a dancer.
Without makeup on.
There's something interesting about this because there was a white woman that got canceled for dancing like in an African influenced way.
I saw that. Adele.
Nope. That was the cornrows.
Okay.
But JoJo Siwa.
No, JoJo Siwa did an unmakeuped picture recently, and she looked like just like a very regular person. And
yeah,
she looked
good. Everyone's regular at the end of the day.
There, that's it. That's it. That's it with that dude. What's that dude's name?
That's James Charles, the makeup guy. But what is the... there was something before that.
You were asking the white woman who got canceled for doing a black woman's dance.
I'm just Googling myself at this point. I don't trust Nadav and Josh. Josh doesn't give a shit. Lyle? Is Lyle still with us?
Yeah.
White woman. Every time I Google WH, it guesses Whitney Cummings. And then I Google myself.
Have you ever Google Trends yourself?
Benton does it, who does the podcast with me. And he's always like, oh, you need to take that tweet down. And I'm like, all right.
What?
Just take it down, whatever.
You know your biggest Google Trends moment? Do you know what it
was
is?
Was it us and your balls?
That wasn't us. It was you. It was you when they were trying to scam your naked pictures. And by the way, couldn't even see your boobs.
There was one like below the nipple.
Kind of. Barely. Yeah. Trust me, I looked. I zoomed in. You couldn't see shit. Mm-hmm. My balls were aggressive. I showed them my balls the other day.
That was so dope that you did that.
And you know what's even more hilarious? And we just talked about this.
Do you want to tell the story? I mean, people know the story.
I think. Didn't we just talk about this, Nadav?
Yeah, when you did, I think when Christina was on Two Bears.
I put in the hashtag, I stand with Whitney, and it was the same day Whitney Houston had died, like 10 years earlier, and everyone was using the hashtag, I stand with Whitney, and a lot of black women got that picture of my testicle and thought they were celebrating Whitney Houston.
Oy boy.
And that, they were like, not what I wanted to see today.
Oy boy.
But and then all these black women were like, but I did the research of why he posted that. And I stand with Whitney also.
Can I tell you the funniest shit ever?
Please.
So I, first of all, I had a little.
I thought you were going to show your boobs. There we go.
I had a mole removed. So where? I did have a mole removed here. So it's red. I have to get it. Just ignore that. But I was on FaceTime with Annie Letterman and Esther Pavitsky the other day. And I was showing them this like mole removal thing. And then Annie Letterman goes, did you get that bra from the Holocaust Museum? How great is that joke? Where'd you get that bra? The Holocaust Museum?
Well, I know how we're going to open our show this week.
What a brilliant, like, I was like, oh, dude. And then I was like, why don't we do roasts on OnlyFans?
You know that we're doing porns on our live show, and that's based off the fact that I wanted you to do a porn with your robot. Remember, I wanted you to shoot a porn and have your robot
right.
be
yeah,
in
yeah.
the porn. Have like someone like...
That sounds like something I blacked out.
Why wouldn't you? It's such a
great
idea.
I would do
idea.
It. Yeah, yeah. It would be... Yeah, I need to get another body.
Right. What was the dance?
It's very specific. I don't think it's Katwe, but something in Nigerian, a specific Nigerian dance. I have Nigerian friends, so...
I have Nigerian friends.
Really?
Who? Yeah. Tobe Ngwigwe. I messed his last name up. He's not my friend, but we text on Instagram. You never listened to Tobe Ngwigwe?
Toby?
No, Ngwigwe. I'm fucking his last name up. Tobe Ngwigwe.
Yeah, you're fucking your career up.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
You've never
so
seen him?
So you'll pull that up, and then did we close the loop on the Tom Cruise thing?
I think so. Do you feel good about it?
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts. Like, I'm not going to be as funny as, like, Tom and you would be about it. I really do not like when people disrespect working class or servers, waiters, retail. Like, I don't think
anyone does. Everyone's on the same page with you.
Yeah,
on that
I don't
one.
Play that shit. And when you're a boss, like, being a leader is very specific. Okay, so this is,
I actually saw this woman do this dance.
So play it? Yeah, so this is what JoJo Siwa... This girl got killed for dancing like this.
Well, I will say that all the people of color are staring at her behind her like, the fuck is she doing?
Well, she like went to Africa and did it.
And she's got the braids. She's got a tracksuit on.
It's honoring.
It's not honoring. I mean, it is honoring, but
it's disrespectful?
Like. Disrespectful? It's like watching a white guy rap in a commercial in the 80s.
Remember, they're all just staring.
You can just tell by the way everyone's staring at it. The people there aren't. They're like.
I'd like to know the black man's take on it, which I don't know if we can play. Like, so I'm not qualified to know. But remember Informer by Snow?
Yeah.
Informer. A man.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, that was a song. Can I take these off?
Sure.
Thanks. I'm so into, like, going through old songs because when you go the way that our brain works, if you listen to an old song, old memories will come up and you'll remember stories that you forgot. So
I haven't even thought about it that way.
Started, I know I'm not allowed to play music, but I've started listening to like old, this is my playlist of music from the 90s and 80s, and I'll listen to it and sit there and just take notes and remember things.
That might be the most brilliant thing I've ever heard you say in your life. That is fucking genius, because there are albums that I bought and I go, yeah, what song did I like on this? I know I had this album, but I don't know what song I like. And then I hear the fucking song and I go, and I do that a lot with songs I already know that are in my playlist. Yeah. And I go, oh, I remember, like if I listen to Boz Scaggs, Georgia, I remember being on a plane.
Boz Scaggs. Hooked up with his son.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What's his son's name?
I mean, I'm sure it's online somewhere.
Google it. I'm curious. What is the guy named Boz name his son? Austin Scaggs. What a good... I bet Austin Scaggs is a fucking looker.
I think 21.
I think Boz Scaggs lives in my neighborhood.
Really? No.
Whoa, that's not Austin's. By the way, did you sexually assault this minor?
I know, Jesus Christ.
Austin Scaggs looks like he's on a Disney cartoon.
Dart just hits me in the neck.
All right, pull up. Let's real quick. I want you to watch. We can't show it, but I want you to watch Tristan Jass's video.
I don't know what you just said.
You don't do that all the time, do you? Because that's your. I'm dealing with Isla right now. I go, yeah, I know. I'm gonna tell you what it is, Isla.
Okay.
Fucking, we're gonna watch Tristan Jass's Tom and I play basketball with. So I want you to watch Tom's.
Do you have a speech impediment too?
Yeah, I do. It's
so do I.
Tongue thrust.
So do I.
Yeah, I don't see yours. Say the word Jillian.
Jillian.
Oh, I go Jillian.
So it's so funny that in Benton as well, all the people with speech impediments have talk for a living. No one knew I had a speech impediment because I do stand up and we practice and
practice,
and acting and then podcast. Now people are like, "What are you drunk?" And I'm like, "No, this is just how I talk."
No, that's what I sound like when I talk. Yeah. So Tristan Jass is. Look, this is us here. You can listen to it. Oh. We can't play it, but you can listen to it. And you can see Tom's basketball skills, and I want you to comment on his basketball skills.
I don't want to see him hurt himself.
No, this is not him hurting himself.
Is there a video of him hurting himself?
Oh, we're playing it on New Year's Eve. It is our big reveal, and we have lots of plans on what to do with it. This is us getting COVID tested. This is Tristan Jass. He's a legit great basketball player.
Okay.
And then this is me.
His head looks like...
I want you to take a look at my shot and just take a look at my shot and tell me what I look like. Because you...
Okay.
All right, look at Tom.
For the three.
Look at Tom. Do you think he...
I didn't see his follow through and I can't really see his
look
shot.
Look at this. Look at this. Just take a look at this beautiful.
Oop, yeah, from the...
Yeah.
That's good. That's actually good, actually.
Yeah, it looks pretty,
from
right?
From the knees, good.
Yeah, look at... Tristan is legit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I can't stop giggling.
Where is this?
This is at a private court that it will never be open to the public after Tom did what he did to himself.
Yeah, it's like cursed. Okay. Who's the man bun? That's a sumo
wrestler. That's me. That's me.
No, it's not.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah, with that just got the rebound.
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I look, by the way,
this
looks
like a sumo wrestler.
I know, 17 pounds heavier.
Boop. Okay.
Yeah, we're not bad. We end up fucking.
Why do you look like such pussies? Why does white men playing basketball look so.
Look, this is the first time.
It
by
just
the way,
looks so like beep, 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 beep.
I hope they play Tom landing on his knee because I think that's the beginning of the injury. Look at this.
Yeah, you guys are good at basketball. Pump fake.
Not bad, right? That's Tom's biggest concern is that people think he's bad. Because when I doubled him up and I crossed him over.
Did
and
you
he broke
play
his
for
arm,
real?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys are good.
Wait, go back. Can you show my one shot where it just is beautiful? Scroll, and I'll tell you where you'll see it. Scroll.
I think you guys would crush scroll, me in basketball.
And then you'll see me. Okay, play there. Let's see. I have. Look at that. That's a fat man going. Oh, that. Okay. That's, by the way, that's the first injury he had. That's
there were,
the first injury
there were two?
He had. No, this all this stuff added up to his injury. So he and one time he lands on his knee, and it's
don't
it,
I don't want to see it.
No. It's not bad. I just want to see my one good shot. Can you
no,
see if you can find my one good shot? It's
good.
Under the
you're
basketball. You'll see me take my shirt off and talk shit to the camera at some point. Nothing, Nadav. Nothing.
Nope. Your shirt stays on for
fuck. He edited it out. God damn it. All right, I'll send it to you guys. All right, we should wrap this up. What? Who are you texting now? Kesha?
Is it HBO Kesha? HBO Max. It's not Kesha. Oh, let me see if she texted back.
What did Kesha say?
No, she's working.
I thought she was not allowed to work because of Dr. Luke.
I texted Reese Witherspoon. Do you know Burt Kreischer?
Why would you say, do you know Burt Kreischer?
She wrote, no. Any more info?
What? That's called throwing your friend under the bus. Do you know Burt Kreischer? No, she doesn't know me. I looked over her shoulder when she was writing in her journal.
She doesn't
time.
Know you now.
Oh, who gives a fuck if Reese Witherspoon knows me now? She's not buying tickets to my show. You think that's my fan base?
She's like a huge producer.
Yeah, I'm not doing movies. I do my own movies. Wait, hold on. You can't text Reese Witherspoon. Do you know Burt Kreischer? Because that makes it look like I was like, I'm pretty good friends with her. And then she's like, who the fuck is this asshole? You just do not text any of your celebrity female friends ever again on my behalf, okay? God damn, I'm going to need a woman in one of my movies one time, and they're going to be like, sorry, Whitney kind of cock-blocked that for me.
Sorry, I'm working.
Now you just wrote, sorry, I'm working to her? Just be like, he doesn't know you either.
What?
Oh, wait, don't say that. I definitely know.
It is so funny that Reese Witherspoon has never heard of you.
No, it's not. There's a lot of people that haven't heard of me, Whitney. There's Isn't a lot of comedians
how
that haven't heard of me.
Now it's like, you're either...
Jerry Seinfeld doesn't know who I am.
Someone either has never heard of us or they know what we had for breakfast. There's no in between anymore.
Yeah.
Recognizes me, when someone comes up to me, they're like, Whitney, I love you. And I'm like, what do you know me from? I'm so curious how you know me. Because it's always...
That's already inviting way more conversation than I want. I just go, oh, thanks.
No, but I'm dying to know how you know me. Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, you know, it's the same thing of when you do 10 shows in Houston and someone's like, you run into someone at the airport and they're like, what are you doing here? And you're like, how did you not know? You recognize me, yet you didn't know I just did 10 shows.
Yeah. I think there's a passerby. Like, I know who Reese Witherspoon is. If you said name like five of her movies, I'd have a rough time. Like, I know who she is, but I'm not like
Walk the Line.
Don't know what that movie is.
Legally Blonde.
Okay, Legally Blonde, I should have known.
Pretty Little Liars.
Mississippi, something in Mississippi. Like something down and out in Mississippi
something. Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
I mean, she's truly, it's like Jen Aniston, Sandra Bullock, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Not to be disrespectful, but that doesn't fly on my radar in what I'm into. So when they're in movies, I'm like, oh, that's a good movie. But I'm not like... I couldn't tell you what if they're producing
but
or
Reese
anything
Witherspoon
like that.
Is a house. There are very few these days.
I follow her on Instagram. Her daughter looks like
names.
Her.
Draper James.
I know who she is. She I'm just like, saying like,
yeah.
It's the fact that she doesn't know me does not surprise me at all. There's a lot of people who don't know who I am. And I'm kind of cool with that.
I'd rather fly under the radar. I feel like we're chilling at the perfect level of fame where we can like go out and live our lives. And I like... People will come at me at the airport and stuff, like, I mean, cameras and stuff, but because we're comics, we can deflect.
I don't have
silly.
Cameras come to me at the airports at all. Never.
It's like, you know what Bill Murray once said on Howard Stern? He said something about fame, and he said, someone told me, try getting rich and see if you still want to be famous.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? Can your brain process that?
No, I don't. I have no frame of reference between the separating rich and famous. Like,
I've been
money.
Famous and not rich. I was, when I was on TV, I didn't have any money.
Wait, when you were on
Jim Jeffries
Whitney?
Has an amazing bit about this. Well, because I was paying for all, both my parents had strokes and they didn't have health insurance. So I was paying ICU bills, like $60,000 ICU bills.
Oh my God.
Like $60,000.
Fucking make me angry to piss money away like that.
Without health insurance, if you have a stroke and you go into the ICU.
No, I know.
It's a... racket.
I just had a big overweight friend go to ICU and go to ER, and I had to spend the day with him, and it was rough.
I went broke on my parents not having had health care their whole lives once I started making money.
So when did you make money? When did the money show up? Residuals?
Yeah, a little bit. And then by 27, 28. Yeah, I didn't know how money worked. I also thought the amount of money you got was the amount of money you kept.
Oh, so you had one of those. I had one of those.
So I was like, I'm rich. And then the next year I couldn't afford my taxes.
Yeah.
And I had a house. And then I started like had to do 80 colleges.
I had to write a check the month before George was born. I had to write a check that was more than I had in my bank account. And I called my dad and I said,
it was overdraft fees.
I said, I'm done. No, it was for taxes.
Oh.
I had to write a check for taxes that I didn't have. And I called my dad and I was like, I'm broke. And he laughed and he went, now you're a man. And
awesome.
I went, really? And he goes, now you know what I'm. Al.
Al.
Yeah.
Love it. He's What's your ancestry?
German-Irish. Mostly German, I think, though.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's crazy because when I went to Germany for the first time, I actually felt home.
It.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes. What's your ancestry?
My ancestry is super weird and complicated.
It's got to be some Native American, right?
Yes. How did you know that?
Because everyone in Appalachia has Native American in them.
Because they are somehow, ancestors yes, somehow, raped. Yeah, the rape.
Yeah. Is the,
my ancestors raped.
But this might be a highlight for the amount of times we've had rape on a show.
Oh, sorry. There's a great book called Born Fighting about the Scotch-Irish ancestry. What was the outline?
Are you Scotch-Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what Leanne is. Scotch-Irish and Native American.
We don't fuck with us. We don't fuck with us. Yeah. We don't play. If we're on your team, you're going to win. And if you're not on our team, it's a problem.
It is a problem.
It's Hatfield and McCoy 101.
Why? But why? That is so Leanne.
It's me.
And do you pick and you
look at me? I mean, look at me. Look, my zipper's unzipped.
But is it? We're
feral fucking animals, though. And this is what annoys me about the like Me Too thing and this portrayal that all women are so fragile and weak and like can't handle it and are oppressed. It's just like it's not like that in Appalachia. Women are warrior bitches.
Leanne,
can you not open things while I'm speaking?
No, yes, I can also not interrupt, but not right now. Leanne, when the whole Me Too thing, Leanne is, almost certainly Leanne's talked
the
about
this. The
whole
Me Too thing.
When I think Leanne has talked about this on her podcast. I will just say, I'm not going to say it. It's not my words to say. I'm trying not to speak for other people these days and like share their story because I feel like it's important for other people's voices to be heard. So I want them to say it. Does that make sense?
It does, but
well, I don't want to speak about.
Can you say it in a funnier way next time?
Yeah, I'm trying not to speak for other people.
No, but it's just this. Did you see Cheer on Netflix? You should homework.
Let me guess. Reese Witherspoon produced it.
She would be great as Monica Aldama. Monica Aldama from Cheer. I had her on my podcast. She's the coach of the best cheerleading team in the world, Navarro. In Texas, and they are beasts.
Is this a documentary?
A docu-series. It's
okay.
Fucking incredible.
Okay.
Cheerleading is like MMA for girls.
All right.
Like, or boxing for girls.
I like cheerleading.
Yeah. It's, no, but it's these, what, these are, they're athletes. They're flying through the air and they're doing.
Let's put a pin in athlete, but okay. Yeah, I like cheerleading.
Okay. Can you please Google?
By the way, this is the misogynistic character I do to my daughters.
Google cheer. One of the 10 men in here.
Pretty certain I could bang out a pretty amazing cheerleading routine that would get me on the team or on the squad. I don't know if I'm living in this character or this character is who I am. I do this to my daughters all the time.
I know.
And I can't tell if it's real.
No, it's facetious.
I can't tell because...
No, video. Why are you Googling images? What in what world?
You want me to play something off of Netflix?
Yeah. No, just a YouTube. Just play the trailer.
Okay.
Off of YouTube. This again. Wow, you guys love H3H3. So what they're doing is...
Couldn't do any of this.
Couldn't do any of it. They're fucking beasts, man.
I could do that. I could throw my arm up like
and
that.
And like the amount of trust that has... It kind of reminds me of us as comics because you have this team and we all depend on each other. And if there's one weak link, we're all fucked, you know?
Yeah.
And... He's amazing. Look at these. This is like the Comedy Store to me. We all work together, and if one person is like having an off day, someone gets a concussion. The amount of trust that you have to build. I am so fucking pro cheerleading. It's ridiculous.
I could wave like that. I think I could be a dude cheerleader.
I can wave. You're going to be the one that walks by and waves. You can't. You have kimono arms.
I don't know if I could throw up women like that.
No, it's incredibly precise. And they also, it's tantamount to stand up in a way that they prepare for an entire year to do a 3-minute performance.
I love it. I love that energy.
In Florida, Daytona, you've got to watch this show.
I love that energy.
And they prepare all year for 3 minutes. And if one person fucks up and misses by a fucking iota,
God, I love that.
It's over.
It's like a stand-up special.
That's what I'm saying.
Except we get to do it 6 times.
You got one shot. It's live. The pressure is unbelievable. And how about this? When they perform, Monica talked about it on the podcast, when you perform, they practice it. They practice it in every way, in the sunlight, because you never know, you don't know what time you're going to go on. So in sunlight, out of sunlight, when it's raining, when it's not raining, when it's hot, when it's cold, when you have to pee, like they do it every iteration of the routine.
Yeah.
Of you being uncomfortable, hungry, tired, stressed out, wind blowing, like she'll put like fans up to blow wind on so that they are used to every possible circumstance. And then you get there and it's a different floor. There's different bounce.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So it's like you're used to, and in one bounce, I mean, it's like you jump too hard and you fucking break your ankle, and then the person that's flying through the air breaks their neck.
I had, not to parallel this, I remember the first time I did stand up, I was with my manager, Barry Katz. It was not first time I did stand-up. It was the first time I did stand-up on television. Uh-huh. And I was backstage.
Where was it? What show?
Premium Blend, Comedy Central.
Woo! That was your first appearance?
First appearance on television.
Whoa.
And we were at UCLA, and it was 1,300 people. And the guy said, do you want cord or lav? Or cord or...
Cord or lav,
no,
wow.
Cord mic?
Lav,
cordless
yeah.
mic or lav. Wow. And Barry Katz goes, lav. And I went, hold on, I've never done stand-up with a lav. And he goes, it's the best, trust me. And I go, I've only held a mic. I don't know what to do with my hands. Mm. And he goes, you'll figure it out. And I was like, I don't want to figure it out on television. And so I took a mic, and then I watched everyone with lobs, and they looked so much more
cooler.
Yeah, it was like
shocking.
But it also looked like a presentation where I felt like stand up. I love a mic. I love when you did a headset, right? On the last one?
Huh?
When did you do it? You did a headset once.
Do you know what I do for a living?
Shut up. I watched all your specials. You know that.
No,
did you have a mic on the last
but
one?
But you're making me think my first Tonight Show was with the lav. The same thing happened. And I was like, I don't have my hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people use the mic. You know, sometimes the mic is a part of a thing. And
I have. It's so funny. Talking about good teams, I did all my shows and I have to have a cord because mm-hmm. I have a joke that needs a cord.
Mm-hmm.
And
hacky.
No, it's pretty good.
Is it a tornado?
No. No, it's a dick. That's a perfect way to end this episode.
How else am I going to fuck the stool?
It's a big dick. It's got to drop to the ground.
But the mic also is like a wand that trains.
Oh, I used it as the mic cord as on one of my specials as a high watermark. I went like,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I love when you see someone that does it in a way that you didn't
expect. Carrot Top, folks.
When you see. Don't
never eaten a carrot in his life.
I will tell you this right now. I will never walk away from anyone's good idea. If it works for you, I wouldn't mind.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Carrot Top, I feel like we all owe an apology to.
I think Carrot Top's fucking amazing. I saw him live one time.
Dude.
And I was like, this is a great show.
The man's an animal.
He is a beast.
He's a fucking animal.
And he could fuck me up 9 ways from Sunday.
Things are on fire.
I bet he could be a great cheerleader.
He's like we couldn't do fucking an inch of what he does.
No, he's amazing.
Why do we make fun of him so much?
I think it's in rote. I think we all respect Norm.
Did you just try to use a big word?
Rote? Yeah. Is that not the right word?
It's like an erudite word, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what...
It's rote, so it's like it's just a habit.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I think it's a habit. I think Norm did it, and we all respect Norm, and we love Norm. And it was so funny when Norm did it on Conan.
It was like cool to beat up on him. He was just like became like a punching bag.
Yeah, and then I bet he got pissed off. I'd be curious.
I wrote on the Bob Saget roast he was on, and the jokes were so brutal about like his face, and I watched it happen. I was like 25 and I was writing and I watched those jokes that was like, Jeff Ross was like, your plastic surgeon halfway through was like, I give up. Like, I mean, the jokes were.
By the way, just for the record, that's also Jeff Ross's joke about his haircut.
Yeah, it was.
Jeff Ross repurposed that joke.
The jokes that I wrote about so brutal. I don't think it's like when you do the roast and you show up and you think they're going to make fun of one thing and then they come for your actual insecurity.
That's why I won't do a roast.
I think we should do a roast for OnlyFans. Ooh. On OnlyFans. Of Rogan. Yeah.
I'm not roasting Rogan.
Or you or Tom or me or some like it's the. It's,
we should do a roast on Tom to raise money for his medical bills.
I think he's fine.
It was $106. That's what it cost him. $106
Where does he?
He's got good insurance.
He's got BevMo insurance.
It was like $100 It was his deductible, I think. I came and gave me the bill, and I was like, maybe I'll pay for the surgery and be like, just you know,
Does he have to have more surgeries?
Like, yeah, he's got it. They've reconstructive on his leg because right now it's bending the opposite way. They put it in backwards.
That's not true.
I know. Would be hilarious if he could kick himself in the dick though. Gaga, gaga. All right, let's wrap this episode up. Whitney, thank you so much for doing this episode with me. I appreciate
it. Was anything Sarah Silverman?
I like Sarah Silverman, and I just
love.
Yeah, and she got it. I was watching on a Instagram Live with her and Liz Winstead that they didn't pick up her show on HBO, but she's got to do a special, and she hasn't written the special yet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck! I've never been in that. I've always only gotten a special when I had a special locked and loaded.
Interesting.
Have you ever had one? That's why we talked about Sarah Silverman. I was like, have you ever had a special where they were like, they gave you an offer and you're like, oh, let me write one real quick. And then she said,
they don't do that for women.
She actually said,
well, they've never done that. No, everyone underestimates me always.
Oh yeah.
Well, I have to prove myself over and over and over and over again.
Even
like for Netflix, I'm like, oh, I'll do a special in March. And they're like, we need to see it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, they had to see mine. But that's
like I never get the benefit of the doubt.
I think, but Sarah said in an interview, she goes, "I'm not really known for specials." And I was like, "Actually, Jesus is Magic."
Jesus Magic was one
of the best specials I've ever seen.
Yeah,
in my head, I was like,
"Her TV show was fucking great."
Oh.
The Sarah Silverman show.
So unfortunate that blackface picture because so many people just grab that and it's such a really aggressive photo.
Did she apologize? I don't remember.
I'm sure she did. She's been someone that's really embraced woke culture, which also kind of like opened her up to critics because they were like, once you embrace woke culture, then they pull out anything bad you did. And they were like, well, now explain this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, listen.
And then now you're on trial.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I feel like she got a raw deal because I love Sarah.
Yeah. She's just got the biggest.
She's someone that
heart.
Doesn't know who I am.
And by the way, Sarah Silverman, yes, she does.
Gary,
Sarah Silverman, nice to me. When I was a fucking, when no one else was.
And then a cunt when you got successful. Anyway, Sarah Silverman, if I see her, I have to reintroduce myself. I always, every time. She would not recognize me.
I also assume everyone's high all the time.
Brian Posehn would recognize me.
Brian Posehn!
Zach Galifianakis I ran into, and he reintroduced himself.
Zach Galifianakis Brody Stevens Memorial made me cry so fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So my point is, I'm not shocked Reese Witherspoon doesn't know who I am. By the way, Reese, get to know your comics.
Ah!
Who's that?
Reese Witherspoon.
Is that a picture of...
Read it. Okay.
Yeah. Never heard of him. I'm certain she never heard of him.
Reese Witherspoon just wrote, never heard of him.
You are going to end up blackballing me with all female comedians.
No, I'm actually introducing you to... the person that runs Hollywood.
Can you please give me your phone and I'll text Reese what I want you to say to her?
No.
Absolutely. Let me see her. No, before you send it, I want to see what you're going to send.
I don't like this manic energy.
What are you going to send? You're going
to
say, well,
I'm sending you this screen grab to put for post.
No. How about reply and go, okay. He is a hilarious comedian.
I'm going to say racist.
No, stop. Hey, everyone, there's a great episode.
By the way,
a great episode.
Overrated.
I almost took that as a compliment. I was like, yeah, thank you.
Look, Isla for Isla.
Yeah.
We're going to color Isla's hair. You're going to give them the gifts and I'm going to give you the gift that I brought you.
Perfect. Whitney, thank you for doing this.
How did this go?
It went touch and go.
I
think people are going to love this episode because they'll be like, I've never seen Bert like this. Jesus, Bert's finally fucking listening.
But I'm not that funny, you know?
Episode's over. Thank you so much.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call